bar in his own vomit, as you quoted last week.
Well, last week was the debut of your new program, the WIF Wrestling War Room, and how do you think the first show went, brother?
The first show went pretty well. We didn't expect as many phone calls as we got, but we got a lot. We're probably going to get more tomorrow. Got a lot more stuff to talk about tomorrow. So I think I'm expecting a pretty good turnout for tomorrow also.
That's a good thing. You know, wrestling is big in this town. The WWF is huge.
I think the WCW is even bigger.
Is it? You want to lay a little wrestling news on us real quick, and then we'll get back with the band here?
Oh, you got the accordions going?
Yeah, you like accordions?
Actually, I thought I tried to tune in 88.3, and I got some kind of polka music playing here in the radio. So I guess I got the wrong station.
No, that was us, brother.
I just got home from some female on a date over at Alpey's and in her car. I just got back inside, so I haven't had a chance to listen to too much of the Chris and Rob late night talk show.
Hell of a date, dude. Would you just drive around the neighborhood?
Did you get any?
I got enough. Why do you think they call me Dr. Love?
All right.
Hey, wrestling news.
Hey, Dr. Love, Ben Fold has a song to play for you on his melodica.
Huh?
It's got the cure you're thinking of.
That's right. That's for you, doctor.
The doctor's in.
Hey, wrestling news real quick. Speaking of relationships, there's an alleged relationship.
Hey, don't shoot your wad tonight. You got to save it for your big show tomorrow.
Huh?
It's a teaser.
Okay. He already shot his wad in his car.
All right, go ahead. What happened?
Well, there's an alleged relationship between Eric Bischoff, who's the head CEO of the WCW, and one of his wrestlers.
Alleged.
It's a hot item. Tune in tomorrow and find out.
All right, thanks a lot. This guy watches Raw on Monday night.
Tune in tomorrow.
There's a show about it.
Tune in tomorrow, 88.3 FM, WAIF at 11 a.m. for the WAIF Wrestling War Room. That's really this morning.
Less than 9 hours away.
But I'm sure most of you will catch a nap between now and then. The WAIF Wrestling War Room right here at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. And do you want to get a bird's eye view of downtown Cincinnati? Then check out the observation deck at the Carew Tower, 49th floor. That's the very top, located at 441 Vine Street. If you want more information, call 579-9735. That's the top of the Carew Tower. I'll tell you, every time me and Big Jim, we go up there, we get stoned, we start throwing paper airplanes on there.
Boy.
We write our phone numbers on
go.
There. One time somebody in Alaska called us and said, hey, we got your paper airplane.
You liar.
I'm kidding.
Let's talk to Jeremy. What up, Jeremy?
Yeah. Hey, could you play that Sanford and Son thing again? I'm taping this.
Then what's the Sanford and Son thing? Because he's rolling.
Now, wait, if he's taping this,
how do you use your face to make gorilla cookies?
This, don't you have to send a couple of bucks down this way for a performance credit?
Yeah,
Todd is so
either,
cool.
Yeah.
I love you, Todd.
What?
This one goes out to Todd, brothers and sisters.
Did you guys get a drum beat going for me? Well, hold on, I can get your drum beat.
Oh, don't get a damn record out.
You better be quick.
Boom. One. All right, 5 seconds already.
Okay, here's how our next record's going to go. You broke my heart into a million pieces. Count them.
One, two, three. Well, there's four.
All right.
Five.
Okay, human
six,
drum beat. Here we go.
Seven.
Coming out for you. You all ready? Give me a beat.
Okay. What are you playing, Sanford, right?
We got a drummer here.
Oh,
it's a little slower than that, guys. You do too bad.
There you go, brother.
Cool.
That went out to you, Jeremy. If somebody was at the show tonight, give us a call, 749-1444. We got Ben Fold and his drummer, Robert Fold. That's right, it's plural,
Fold.
Isn't it?
Robert Fold Sledge.
It's Robert Sledges and Ben Folds. Down here from the band, the Ben Folds 5, 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
At the skyline, at the mortar blocking glass, and check out the reflections in my eyes. You see, they always used to be there, even when this all was grass, and I sang and danced about a high rise, and you were laughing at my helmet hat.
Cut that bitch off. This is Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Oh, way over there. 749. We got Robert. You're Rob or Robert?
Robert.
Now, when you were a kid, did they call you Rob, Robert, Bobby, or Jim Bob?
Actually, they called me Bobby Bob, and then we get hurt.
directly afterwards.
Robert Sledge, the bass player from Ben Folds 5. Yeah. Ben's here, too. We have on the phone John James. John runs a joint called Wizard Record down there in Coryville next to Bogart's. Hi, John.
You're putting me on the spot. I just called to tell you, excellence in broadcasting this evening.
What's your favorite track on that new Ben Folds 5 record?
My favorite is John Jacob Jingle Heimerschmidt.
You're asking me what my favorite record is?
Well, no, your favorite song on the Ben Folds record.
That would have been easy.
Okay.
Hey, I wish I could have been there tonight.
Let's narrow it down.
You do what? How many units of that Ben Folds 5 has Wizards moved?
It's lightning hot. Units, babe, units.
They got a new one coming out, you know, and it's not going to be on Sony.
That's right.
So these boys sold out to the Japs.
What the hell is that all about?
What, selling out to the Japs? Everybody's got to sell out to the Japs sooner or later.
Oh, Biffle 5. Oh.
See what I mean?
Oh, karaoke, Biffle 5.
Did you guys go to any karaoke bars when you were over there?
Actually, yeah. We did the Prince Night karaoke at the Soba Noodle Bar in Tokyo.
I'm having trouble hearing you there, fellas.
Arigato. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Arigato. Okay.
John?
Huh?
Jacob? I was just instructed to talk to you about old records that we were talking about.
She tells me the Japanese people love really bad country and western music.
In fact, our record is a little different version in Japan. Where the beginning starts off with a song called Jackson Cannery. Here it's Your Cheating Heart in Japan. They like that better. I don't know. I was just asked to talk to you about old records. Because we were talking about records from the 70s and the 80s and what kind of influence they had. Can you hear me?
I'm with you.
Okay.
What
were you saying? I'm not a very good talk show host.
If you got into like
tell me about yourself.
A lot of 70s wave, you know, stuff like Squeeze. I mean, the pop is just so pop feels so strong. What some of the influences were?
There actually was a 70s record called The Pop Feels So Strong that was sort of a disco compilation. It had Edgar Winter, not done by the original artists.
Was it K-Tel or was it Ronco?
It was actually Ronco, and you got a free,
bacon microwave tray.
Wrong! You got a free, actually, you got a reel, rod and reel with it.
The Pocket Fisherman.
Johnny
with
Sport.
It. And the sewing kit.
I learned to play guitar by using a Johnny Sport Fisher fishing reel.
Really?
Yeah. It's that great, you know. Yeah, it's an effect.
That's amazing. You ever heard of Eugene Chadbourne?
In fact, Eugene Chadbourne graced us. Chris, do you remember what year this was? Were you around?
About 4 years ago, Eugene came down to Wizard Record right there in the heart of Coryville and played on the street.
We booked him to play a reverent place of the Jockey Club. Great place here in town. He played there, and the day of the show, he did an in-store at the record store and stood up on the glass counters, one leg straddling each counter, and played about 45 minutes of pure genius.
He lives in Greensboro, which is real near where we live.
And he's a great gardener because he's always got his rake, you know?
Yeah, right. It's electric.
He actually lives in an apartment complex.
Really? He's
sort of a box garden. Fellow.
We tried to get him to star in our latest video, but he didn't have time.
I love collecting all those independent cassettes he puts out all the time. Just, you know, slathers of markers and cutout stuff and Xerox.
I thought so too, but I like the columns better.
He hasn't written for a long time, has he?
Well, I'd say 4 or 5. It depends. The oxygen comes down.
Okay, next subject. And you're on. WAIF. Cincinnati, it must be done this way.
Gentlemen, great show tonight. Uncle Al, thumbs up.
Thanks a whole lot.
Okay.
And when you get a chance, buy that new Ben Folds 5 record down there at Wizard Records in the heart of Coryville there, right next to Bogart's and that place you can buy guitars at. Hey, John. Is he gone? I was going to ask him if Jimmy D's was gone. I heard Jimmy D was moving.
It's gone.
We got PSA. Read that.
Okay. PSA number 96009. Remarks? Free store. Food store. 10 seconds? Never. Free store food bank. Seeks volunteers. For a variety of opportunities, orientation and training provided. For more information, call 357-4600. 356.
357-4656 to hang out with the freaks down there at the free store.
Is that all right?
It's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. I'm Chris and he's Rob. We got Ben Folds 5. Actually, Ben Folds 2 tonight, hanging out here in the studio. 749-1444 is that phone number. 749-1444.
Now, you guys are headlining clubs like Gotham and Top Cats and the Odeon. Did you do any opening up for anybody? Have you gone that route to push the product?
Yes, we opened up for Better Than Ezra for a while, and we did Heather Nova's tour, and then we started headlining smaller clubs after that. I enjoy the headline because you can go nuts that way. You don't have to play for 15 minutes.
And what about the near future? Are you going to continue the headlining tour?
Well, I heard a rumor you guys might be hanging out with those Lollapaloozers.
You going to hang out with the Met? You're going to be with the Met?
Absolutely! We're on Lollapalooza, that's true. We're
side stage, main stage?
Second stage, and we'll do the first half, and we're the next to the last band.
Who else is with you?
Boys against girls against boys.
There's a monster truck show that headlines the entire Lollapalooza. you can't miss that.
Tractor pull.
Hello, Dave, you're on the air.
The Grave Diggers.
Is Ben Folds?
Yeah, we got Ben Folds here, Dave.
I want to talk to Ben Folds.
Okay, Ben, step up to the mic.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Ben Folds.
Hey.
Ben Folds, I love you, man.
Thank you.
You're not getting this Bud Light.
I'm what? From Raleigh.
What's that?
I'm from Raleigh.
You're who?
I'm from Raleigh.
You're from Raleigh?
I'm
no.
Raleigh.
That's cool. Where in Raleigh?
I'm in Cincinnati right now.
What?
I live in Cincinnati.
You moved to Cincinnati?
Yeah.
You like it here?
I love it here.
Cool. You going to stay here forever? They have a weird way of hearing in here. It's called not, actually. I can't hear you at all. Ah. Oh, I have headphones, not going to hear you. So you live in Cincinnati. Why'd you move to Cincinnati?
I don't know. I just don't like Raleigh.
You don't like Raleigh?
Nah, not really.
You traitor. That's okay. I don't really like Raleigh either. I like Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill's much cooler.
Chapel Hill? What a hellhole Chapel Hill is. I can see what you're
It's sort of dark and lovely, but you gotta like it.
Yeah, Robert Sledge. Can I talk to Robert Sledge?
Yeah, here's
Robert
Sledge.
Yeah, man, come on. You sound like my next door neighbor. Come on.
Robert Sledge?
Sir.
Robert Sledge.
Yeah, right.
You are a beautiful man.
I know who this is. I know where you live.
Where?
I know. You know I know. I'm going to kick your ass when I get there.
I just want to tell you guys that you're wonderful. You're my favorite band.
Thanks.
You know that?
Dave, were you at the show tonight?
Yeah.
They were playing down there at Club Gotham.
Club Gotham?
Yeah. What'd you think of the show tonight?
I love Club Gotham.
Oh, yeah. Club Gotham.
Club Gotham. Rock and roll party capital of the world.
Hmm. Yeah.
Another brick in the wall over there at Club Gotham.
Robert Sledge.
Beautiful man, that
you
guy.
You are a beautiful man.
Oh, man.
You are so sexy, Robert.
Stay on the line. Just stay
on
the line.
I want you to know that.
Thanks. Thanks
a lot. Let me talk to Darren.
I'm Darren. This
you
is Darren.
Darren. You Darren?
I'm Darren.
Darren.
Beautiful
Something
man.
About you, man, just makes me want
to... Oh, hell.
Man, you know what? We were in a truck stop earlier, and there was a bunch of guys sitting in each individual stall, one to a stall, 10 apiece.
Hey, you ever heard of Geezer Lake?
Geezer Butler?
No. Geezer Lake.
You play for Black Sabbath?
Yeah. No. A different band. Geezer Lake. Easy listening band.
Those guys are pretty good.
They're damn good.
I'm going to go see them one day. You guys going to bring them next time you're in town?
We're going to take them on the road all the time with us.
Right.
It's really, yeah, yeah.
I heard they're playing again tomorrow night at the Gotham Club.
They are. They're opening up.
For 16 horsepower.
That's right. You should go see them too. They're all beautiful men.
I'm gonna go see them again.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Again tomorrow night?
Huh?
That's great that you guys are playing again tomorrow night.
Yeah, that is good. We are playing tomorrow night in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
Dumbass.
No one goes to Pittsburgh.
As if.
Well, okay. We have to go to a commercial.
I love you, man. Stay on the line.
I love you guys.
Come on, you're still not getting their Bud Light there, pal. 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We got Ben Folds 5 down here. Actually, I think Darren had to stay home tonight. He had a couple of hookers and a couple of lines of cocaine to do, right?
Waist High. That's the next record. Our next record cover is going to be called Waist High and Hookers and Coke.
Okay.
Which one of you three get the most chicks? Like, the girl I was standing with was digging you, but you're the singer. So who knows? Who gets the...
Traditionally, it's the singer. In this case, it's the bass player.
Is it the bass player getting all the birds?
Unless you like drummers.
the birds. Well, I mean, I've killed a few birds, and I've sort of, you know. Next question. Okay.
Stay tuned tonight because when the rhyme time comes up later, old school flavor rhyme time will be here at 2 o'clock in the morning until 5, and I understand they're going to be giving away tickets to see Luke Skywalker's peep show, except George Lucas sued him, and now he's just Luke. So if you want to stay tuned
is
later
on...
Is
not Luther Campbell anymore?
No, it's just Luke, man.
You ever heard his Christmas album?
No, he did a
Christmas... I got his Christmas album.
Really?
I got his Christmas... Oh. It's straightforward. It's no rap. It's nothing. It's just him trying to sing. It's terrible.
I also want to remind you, and listen to this. Enjoy German music straight from Deutschland with your host, Hans Krosch, every Wednesday evening at 5 o'clock until 8. Whether it's polka or modern polka, you'll hear it on German Tunes in the Queen City down here at the bottom of your dial, 88.3 FM, WAIF.
So is the Ben Folds 5 going to come back to Cincinnati anytime soon and play again?
Or have you just had enough of us?
Or have you had Top Cats and then now Club Gotham, Got Ham?
We're coming back. We're doing In-Store and Hardee's.
The boss. You're the boss. We were wondering what the boss was.
That's us. The boss.
Hello, John. You're on the air with Chris and Rob and the Ben Folds 2.
And a hoo-ha.
And a hoo-ha. Who's this?
John Robinson.
John, where are you calling from?
North College Hill. I used to call you guys on Weebin.
Yeah, how are things going tonight, John Robinson?
All right.
What's on your mind tonight? We got a real-life rock and roll band in here.
How about if you play a Beatles song?
Can you guys play a Beatles song on your melodica? Okay, my boy's whipping out his melodica, and I think Ben Folds 5 is going
to
play.
They had to put away. They were ready to go.
A Day in the Life or something here. What Beatles song are you going to grace us with?
Let's see.
That's Beatles song. Don't you dare call me back.
Name one. I can't remember any Beatles song.
Eleanor Rigby. What about the cello
you
part?
You're sick.
You got to know the cello part.
You got
two fingers.
I got five fingers.
Then work the cello part into it. Hey, John Robinson.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Beatles song?
The Long and Winding Road.
Okay, The Long and Winding Road. Can you play that one?
That's my least favorite Beatles song.
That's your problem.
Something, I don't know.
You don't know that one, pal.
I don't know, I can't remember.
Okay.
Okay. Any second-rate Beatles songs, we're going to let you go.
No, I don't have a second-rate one.
Are you a big fan of the Ben Folds 5?
Yes, I am.
Did you go to the show tonight?
No, I didn't know about it.
Well, you missed a doozy.
Oh,
By the way, your friends at Club Gotham could have done a better job of advertising
your show. Yeah, just a little more promotion.
Just a little bit. Thanks, John. 749-1444, lines are open. Yeah, your friends at Club Gotham. They're just getting off the ground down there.
Yeah.
They're just starting to have some new bands. And actually, you're about the biggest name that's played there so far, except for Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah.
And ZZ Top. And Aerosmith and ZZ Top.
Spell that.
ZZTOP.
Oh, okay.
I've
never heard of
it. And other than that, you know, and they're yeah. Well, who else is coming down there? I forget.
16 horsepower.
Yeah, and one of those ska bands, Johnny Sacco's coming. But I don't. Can you play ska on that melodica? A little melodica ska here.
Oh, wait a minute. How's it going?
Little ska coming up here. Okay, there you go.
All right.
Hello, Dave. You're on the air.
Hey, is this Ben Folds again?
Yeah, it sure is Ben Folds again. Is this Dave again?
I want you to play a song for me, Ben Folds.
What's that?
I want you to play Informer by Snow.
Informer by Snow.
My favorite.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Okay, play Informer by Snow. Who's Snow? Is that
Snow is like this Canadian pop rapper.
He's like
Swedish
a Canadian
guy.
Swedish rapper.
Jamaican areas of Toronto. I know one Snow line.
You know right, one Snow line?
We'll take
that?
That.
She said, gimme, gimme, gimme. She jumped on my Jimmy and rode me like the Wild West. The bitch tried to kill me.
Ben Folds, 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I feel like a quote out of context, withholding the rest, so I can be free what you wanna see. Some old friends sort of die or just turn into whatever must have been inside them. had then in common.
Ben Folds 5, have a good trip home. Those guys just split-ski on out of here. Robert and Ben from the Ben Folds 5, along with their tour manager, Doug. Those guys are some stand-up guys, and we can play piano, too.
He walks all over it. He hits it with his piano stool. He goes crazy.
This is a Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. We still have local accordionist Barton Keith Foster in the studio with us.
Did you write that?
That's brand new.
Mm-hmm. Have you written anything on the accordion? And besides, you know, that one?
I've like learned things specifically for recording projects with my band or for just recording on my own. Then I forget it.
Your band? Tell us about your band.
My band?
Who would be your band? What band would that be?
My band is called Fly.
They're very good.
That's thank you. That's F-L-Y. We're from right here in sunny romantic Cincinnati, Ohio. We just played a kind of acoustic version of our show.
Who cares where you just played? Where are you going to play?
We're going to be playing maybe, not unconfirmed, but maybe July 10th at Top Cats.
July 10th at Top Cats.
Yeah, some young band got a gig there and then was too scared to book a night themselves. So they said, hey, you want to come and headline our show? And I think the only way we'll do it is if they...
That is a Wednesday evening.
That's a Wednesday.
That's a...
You know, whatever. It's not prime night, but, you know, we'll bring them in.
You'll pack them in. Fly on the bill, full house.
Yeah. We'd be taking calls right now at 749-1444, except for Jim Bob, our lovely intern who answers the phones for us, currently has the phone lines all tied up.
Now, have you ever thought about setting up some kind of contraption, sort of like Def Leppard has, so you can play the drums with your feet and then play the accordion with your hands?
No.
You might want to work on that.
Get off
the phone, Jim. It doesn't matter. The other line's not ringing anyway.
Is classical music dull and boring? Does classical music only belong in concert halls? For the answers to these questions, set your radio dial to 88.3 FM every late Wednesday, early Thursday morning at 3:30 for Fun with Mozart. Join your host, Wayne Gatzke, Mr. Mozart, the maestro, for a 90-minute journey through the great legacy of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart and the music of various other composers with a lighthearted approach to the classics. That's 3:30. Listen to me. That's 3 Thursday every 30 morning. There you go.
And stay tuned immediately after the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The old school flavor will be kicking some great tunes, and also they have a pair of tickets to Luke's Peep Show, starring Luke, you know and love as Luther Campbell, a.k.a. Luke Skywalker.
There you go.
And it is still National Accordion Appreciation Month. So, if you know an accordionist, walk up to him and give him a hug this month and say, hey, I appreciate you, man. And they, in turn, will be very appreciative of your appreciation. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF Cincinnati.
The phone number is 749-1444. And what do we got coming up in the next few weeks, Rob? The next few weeks of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We got some big guests coming up, don't we?
Not that I know of.
You'll just have to stay tuned to find out, everybody. You'll just have to stay tuned to find out.
There's always something exciting happening around here.
That's right. By the way, if you were tuned in, Rob and I were on the Frog the other night, and we threw away the playlist and came up with our own. We played nothing but Cheap Trick and Old Yes all night long. That's all we played.
See all good
for
people.
For 6 hours, we played Old Cheap Trick and Old Yes. That's all we played. Give us a jingle, 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
First Choice is a referral service. If you need help finding a therapist or counselor, call 1-800-THERAPIST. 1-800-THERAPIST for First Choice. This is Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I could use a little therapy, Rob.
Oh, a little massage therapy, a little hot oil treatment.
No, just a little therapy in order to get something, some things off my chest.
Perhaps a high colonic.
Yeah.
Clean your right out.
It's National Accordion Month. June is National Accordion Month, and President Clinton or somebody important has deemed, bottoms up.
He'd make
President
it.
Clinton or somebody has deemed June to be National Accordion Month in order to increase the awareness of the accordion and its influence on modern music.
Even though he's a sax player, he's shown the capability to appreciate other instruments.
We just heard Los Lobos from the album Kiko with a song.
Kiko and the Lavender Moon.
Kiko and the Lavender Moon. That song had an accordion in it. Before that, we were listening to Ben Folds 5, even though that didn't have anything to do with accordion. Those guys are big and famous rock stars. We had to have them in here.
Played a sold-out show last night at Club Gotham. Rocked the place.
Accordions are used in many different types of music, not just polkas. Right here, we're hearing Nana Vasconcelos and Antonio Salis. Antonio Salis is like a Spanish kind of accordion player playing some, listen. I mean, he's wailing. That guy's just flying all over. The funny thing about the accordion is you can't see what you're playing when you play it. Like, you think it's just a keyboard, right? But it's not. You kind of got to look. You can't see the notes when you're playing them. If you think about it, you're holding that thing in your hands, and it weighs about 5 million tons.
Well, Ray Charles can never see it and see the keyboard. Stevie Wonder. Jose Feliciano.
But they had to practice extra hard to get that good. No, those guys are blind. Well, you have to learn how to be like a blind guy when you play the accordion because you can't see nothing. Plus, your left hand is playing all these buttons that are just like chords just by playing one button.
And when I took typing, like in ninth grade, the teacher had a paper towel taped over the keyboard, so you had to stick your hand up under the paper towel and you couldn't see the letters. And I always heard, like, if you learn to play guitar or bass or something, you're not supposed to look at your left hand anyway. Look at he can't see it. B.B. King can't see it because the guitar's like 4 feet in front of him.
Why does B.B. King play like that anyway?
He can't sing either.
The accordion is also used very widely in avant-garde music, and in a minute Bart will demonstrate how the accordion is used in avant-garde music. Artists like Pauline Oliveros, they just sort of like turn that thing inside out and start pumping that thing away, and they'll play any old damn note, and it'll just sound like a big wash of sound. And it's really kind of trippy if you're into that sort of thing.
Well, the sustain is pretty intense on an accordion. You just get one note and just, you go out and get a bite and come back and it'll still be,
And here's local accordionist Barton Keith Foster from the ensemble Fly to give us an example of how the accordion is used in an avant-garde situation. As you can see, the accordion is used widely in horror movies. See, it sounds like Psycho or something. That's right, before the guy gets the, okay, that's enough, Bart. That's enough, stop!
Ah, you're scaring us,
right. Right before the lady gets knifed, you know, and has her, you know, her throat ripped out by, you know, the Mad Slayer or something. You know, the guy with the hockey mask on.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that. Do it one more time. Yeah, like that.
And boom, axe right between the eyes.
This is a Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show for 15 more minutes. Then you got the old school flavor coming in, and it's starting to look like quite a production here. They have an entourage of about 50 million people. It looks like prime time at 2 o'clock in the morning.
They got a couple more turntables. They have four turntables in here.
They're going to bust a move on out of here.
Six turntables.
Plus, they got Luke Skywalker with Luke's Peep Show. They're going to give away tickets, and that Luke guy might even call in, they think, which would be pretty cool. You guys get snow, I'll be impressed. Okay.
So we have Ben Folds 5, they get Luke. It's a big night here at WAIF.
I'll tell you, WAIF couldn't be bigger.
Or more proud. Queen City Rugby Club is looking for new players. Rugby is a physically and mentally demanding sport. You must be able to hit hard and outthink the goalposts most of the time. No experience is necessary, just a love of pain. For more information, call Queen City Hotline at 1-800-685-2803. 1-800-685-2803 for all you rugbyers. If you practice, you will play. Eight.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number here is 749-1444.
It's National Accordion Month all across America.
Another example of an accordion used in music that's not polka would be on the new Dwight Yoakam record called Gone. Dwight Yoakam will be playing down at Riverbend on July, 8th?
7th,
July
maybe?
7th, something like that. It's a Sunday night.
3 days before the Big Fly show at Top Cat.
And on his new album called Gone, he has a track called Baby Why Not. This is Dwight Yoakam and an accordion on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Watch it.
Oh, baby, why not? Just take one more chance and risk all we got on this luckless romance. If someone asks why, we'll say we forgot and went kind of crazy. Oh, baby, why not?
Four don't count, because that's your mother. Hey, don't bite me.
Oh, baby.
Chester T is in the house here. Chester, tell us what's coming up on the Old School Flavor tonight.
Tonight, the Old School Flavor brings to you, once again, the Ghetto Style DJ at the Ghetto Style Radio Station, 88.3. And it's going to be, we're just going to mix it up tonight. Sin City DJs in the house, once again, representing my man DJ Sly Love, DJ Skills, Devin S. Smooth.
Now, wait a minute. This is all fine and good, Chester.
What?
I mean, this is all fine and good, but are you aware that June is National Accordion Month and you should be playing more accordion music?
It's also a National Beatbox Month.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Who decided it was National Beatbox Month?
I did, just a minute
ago. Oh, well, that's fine. In that case, play all the beatbox you can.
Oh. But yeah, stay tuned, please. You know what I'm saying? And you know how we do it always. Every Tuesday night, third shift.
And are you going to have Debonair Smooth in with you tonight?
Yeah, he is.
And are you going to have old 66 in with you tonight?
Yeah.
Now, what's with a dude having a number for a name? I mean, that's kind of like totalitarian, don't you think? Now, Debonair Smooth says that it's a sexual problem that the boy has a name like a number, like 66. But I think it's more like one of those George Orwellian, futuristic, totalitarian society kind of things, where instead of being born and getting a name like Chris and Rob or Chester, you get a number for a name.
He just shortened his prison name, you know.
That's his prison name shortened. Is he a gangster? Is he a gangster?
Actually, he's a maid.
I think old 66 is a gangster with a sexual problem, because we all know that 66 is two sticks short of a 69.
What's your math at? Three.
Yeah, what is that all about?
Well, because 67 and 68, and then that's two, and then 69 is there. All right, this is the end of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
We're going to free ride on out of here.
Boy. Here, try it now.
We're going to free run on out of here.
Let's do it the way we usually do it. I'm Chris. And together we are the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're here every Tuesday night at midnight, and we hope you tune in every week. And what else you want to tell them, Robbie?
Somebody requested a Buck Owens Dwight Yoakam song that has accordion in it.
We'll play that next week. What's that song called?
Streets of Bakersfield.
Okay, make sure you bring it, okay? I have one more comment before we leave. Smash the pigs in the Queen City. Smash the pigs in the Queen City. All those guys do is beat up on innocent kids that are just minding their own business, riding their motorbikes around.
PG cops all suck.
And eating pieces of fried bread that are covered with sugar.
They're the worst.
Why would anyone want to eat pieces of fried bread that are just covered with sugar? I don't know.
Because they taste real good.
They're yummy and
they're
tasty.
They're good.
Krispy Kreme are delicious. Krispy Kreme are the pig's favorite. All right, this is almost the end of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We'll be back next week with a show that you're not going to want to miss. Until then, have a happy National Accordion Month, and we'll talk to you later. Later.